And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of April, 2015. In 1909, Mark Twain is reported to have said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." And he was true to his word. Mark Twain died on this day in 1910, a day after the comet's closest approach to Earth. It's the birthday of the naturalist John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838, grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. His father, strict Christian, the boy by the age of 11 could recite most of the Old Testament and all of the New. He was very smart with mechanics and inventions. He invented complex door locks, an automatic horse feeding machine, a fire lighter, an elaborate clock that told the day of the week and was connected to a bed that would put the boy up on his feet at the appointed hour. Went to the University of Wisconsin, Madison, where he got interested in plants, in the woods and the meadows. But still, he worked on his inventions. He made a desk that was connected to a clock that would kick into gear as soon as young John woke up, and it took each book that he needed to study and pushed it to the top of the desk and opened it to the correct page. A whole number of complex scientific instruments. But his life changed when he had an accident in a wagon wheel factory. He was working there as a sawyer. A file slipped, hit him in the eye. He was temporarily blinded, spent 6 weeks in a dark room, not knowing if he'd ever see again. When he did get his sight back, he realized how important the beautiful world was to him, and he said, "I bade adieu to all my mechanical inventions, determined to devote the rest of my life to the study of the inventions of God." He set out on a walk, 1,000 miles from Indiana to the Gulf of Mexico, then walked from San Francisco up into the Sierra Nevada, and that became the great cause of his life, protecting wilderness areas, particularly the Yosemite Valley. And to accomplish that, he founded the Sierra Club. And it's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Yorkshire, England, 1816, the third of six children, famous for her novel Jane Eyre, published in 1847, story of a plain and penniless orphan governess who falls in love with her troubled employer, who is also married. Within a year of the publication of Jane Eyre, Charlotte's three remaining siblings died, Anne and Emily of tuberculosis, and her brother Branwell of alcoholism. Charlotte eventually married, became pregnant, died of complications of pregnancy in 1855. Here's a poem for today by Stuart Kestenbaum, entitled April Prayer. Just before the green begins, there is a hint of green, a blush of color, and the red buds thicken the ends of the maple's branches, and everything is poised before the start of a new world, which is really the same world, just moving forward from bud to flower to blossom to fruit to harvest to sweet sleep. And the roots await the next signal, every call, a miracle. And the switchboard is lighting up, and the operators are standing by in the pledge drive we've all been listening to. Go make the call. April Prayer by Stuart Kestenbaum, from Prayers and Run-On Sentences, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Bridges. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.